Alleluia, Christ is risen. You may be seated. Throughout the Gospel of John, it's recognized that there are seven I am statements of our Lord Jesus Christ, all of which teach us something very wonderful about him. I am the bread of life. He feeds us and nourishes us and strengthens us through his word. I am the light of the world, shines in the darkness and enlightens us. I am the door of the sheep. Through him we enter into good pasture in his sheepfold. I am the resurrection and the life. In him alone we have life and salvation. Whoever believes in him, though he die, yet shall he live. And whoever lives and believes in him shall never die. I am the way and the truth, the life. No one comes to the Father except through him. But through him alone, we have access to the Father and entrance into eternal life. I am the true vine. In him we live and we grow and we bear good and abundant fruit. But perhaps most wonderful of all, the statement which we heard today in our gospel lesson, I am the good shepherd. Now, shepherds are found all throughout the scriptures, especially in the Old Testament. Many patriarchs and prophets were themselves shepherds. Abel tended the sheep. Jacob and his sons tell Pharaoh in Egypt that they are shepherds. Moses tended the flocks of his father-in-law, Jethro. David, of course, was the shepherd who became king. Even Amos, the prophet, was among the shepherds. Moreover, there are prophecies of shepherds. Moses spoke to the Lord in the book of Numbers, saying, "Let the Lord, the God of the spirits of all flesh, appoint a man over the congregation, who shall go out before them and come in before them, who shall lead them out and bring them in, that the congregation of the Lord may not be as sheep that have no shepherd." Then, of course, we have the words of the Lord, which we heard in our Old Testament lesson this morning from the prophet Ezekiel. "I myself," says the Lord, "I myself will be the shepherd of the sheep, and I myself will make them lie down," declares the Lord God. It's all reflected in our piety. Sing for little children, "I am Jesus' little lamb, ever glad at heart I am." Sing, "The King of love my shepherd is." From infancy to our deathbeds, the simple thought that we are lambs of the Good Shepherd Jesus Christ calms our fears, grants peace in the midst of anxiety, sets our hearts at rest. And as with all the other I am statements, there are many wonderful blessings and comforts that come from the good news that Jesus is our Good Shepherd. And today in our gospel lesson, he tells us what those blessings are, what it means that Jesus is our Good Shepherd. In the first place, he says that it means he lays down his life for the sheep. We know from the Old Testament how often shepherds had to contend with wild animals and robbers like David did. He told Saul that he would go after those lions and bears that would come and take lambs from his flock, and he would hunt them down, he would strike them, and he would deliver his little lambs from their mouths. We have a far fiercer enemy than any lion or bear. The devil prowls around like a roaring lion, seeking someone to devour. False and deceitful teachers prowl around like ravenous wolves. But it's not just that we have these external enemies that would snatch us away and devour us, that would rob us of our faith. All we, like sheep, have gone astray. We heard this from the prophet Isaiah on Good Friday. All of us turned our backs on God. We turned away from the shepherd who created us to be his own. We have turned everyone to our own way, seeking our own pastures, seeking food that seems pleasant to us, seeking pastimes that will supposedly fulfill us. We've sought our own flocks, companionship with those who truly lead astray, those who do not build up but destroy. We've even gone so far as to seek our own shepherds, those who tickle our itching ears, promise delights, and yet lead away from heaven and the lasting fold. And indeed, though we have all gone our own way, thinking that in our own way we would find true happiness, let us only into the thorns and thickets, the deserts of sin, and right into the jaws of those wolves and lions. Yet, in love, Jesus, our good shepherd, sought us. He sought out his own sheep and rescued them. He knew his flock was in danger, both of themselves, but also from the lions and the wolves that surround them. And yet our Lord Jesus did not flee from danger and harm to himself. He did not seek to preserve his own life and well-being. He is, as he says, no hired hand, but the shepherd, the true shepherd of the sheep. And therefore, as the true and good shepherd in love, Jesus willingly laid down his life for you, his flock, that you might live. He, the shepherd, is the Lamb of God who takes away the sin of the world, the Lamb that, as before its shearers was silent, did not open his mouth, he did not revile, he did not threaten, suffered, entrusting himself to God, suffered to deliver you. All this our Lord accomplished in his passion. We heard this on Monday, Thursday. Having loved his own, his flock, his lambs, he loved them to the end. The prophecy of Zechariah was fulfilled. Strike the shepherd and the sheep were scattered. On Mount Calvary, the good shepherd laid down his life for us, his sheep, that we might live. He was pierced for our transgressions. He was crushed for our iniquities. He bore our sins in his body on the tree. By his wounds, we have been healed. But of course, as we celebrate in the Easter season, the God of peace has brought again from the dead our Lord Jesus, the great shepherd of the sheep. Christ our Lord did not remain in death in the grave. He is risen indeed. He lives and reigns to continue, tend his flock, care for his flock, provide for his flock. Means he knows his flock. Flock knows him. Our Lord Jesus doesn't just know his flock collectively as a whole. Rather, he knows each and every lamb, every individual Christian, every single one of you are known, loved by your Lord Jesus, your good shepherd. Our Lord doesn't just know about you, doesn't just know things about you. He knows you. He loves you. He looks on you with grace. He has called you by name. You are his. He knows your faults, knows your weaknesses, knows the temptations that assail you. He knows the dangers that surround you. He knows your concerns and your needs. He knows the sighs, your tears. He knows your prayers. He hears them, he answers them all in love. Foretold, so our Lord fulfills daily for every one of you. He tends his flock like a shepherd. He gathers his lambs in his arms. He carries them in his bosom. He gently leads those that are with young. Our Lord Jesus loves you as his own. So he provides for you ongoing care day by day. He makes you lie down in green pastures. He defends you and protects you so that no one can snatch you out of his hand. He's established the office of the ministry, pastors. That's what that word means, pastor, shepherd. So that through them, you would be cared for. You would be loved. Peter writes about this a little bit later in his epistle, later after our epistle lesson. He says, I exhort the elders among you, that's the pastors, as a fellow elder and witness of the sufferings of Christ, as well as a partaker in the glory that is going to be revealed. Shepherd the flock of God that is among you, exercising oversight, not under compulsion, but willingly, as God would have you do, not for shameful gain, but eagerly, not domineering over those in your charge, but being examples to the flock. Paul likewise, in the book of Acts, exhorts the Ephesian elders, saying, pay careful attention to yourselves and to all the flock, in which the Holy Spirit has made you overseers, to care for the church of God which he obtained with his own blood. Pastors are given this charge, this responsibility from God himself. Care for his flock, to do so in love. Christ has loved the church and given himself up for her. And yet pastors must always know they do so as under-shepherds. They do so under the authority of he who is the true and good shepherd. For again, as Peter writes, and we heard this at the end of our epistle lesson, he is the true shepherd and overseer of our souls. Christ, the good shepherd, knows you, loves you. Because of that, he says, you in turn know him. You have come to know your good shepherd through faith and faith alone. Through his word, this knowledge, this fellowship begins and is maintained and is strengthened. He teaches you of his kindness and goodness. He teaches you that he desires nothing but your good. He comes to you. He dwells with you. He even dwells in you. Through the word, we come to know him as he has known us. Come to know him so deeply that we can distinguish his voice from that of a stranger. Listening to him and to him alone, we follow him. We hear his voice in the preaching of the gospel, the reading of the Bible. Because we are his shepherd, or because we are his sheep, he is our shepherd, we follow in his footsteps. Again, Peter writes about this in our epistle lesson today. We follow his example of holiness, of honesty, of meekness, of having absolute trust in God. He truly bore our sins in his body on the tree, so that, Peter goes on, we might die to sin and live to righteousness. So close is this knowledge shared between Jesus and his flock that he compares it to the knowledge shared between the Father and himself. And so we see to this point that Christ, our good shepherd, has laid down his life for us, the sheep, that he knows us and we in turn know him. This also means that he has other sheep that he continues to seek out and to find to be his own. He, the good shepherd who laid down his life for the sheep, laid it down for the world. And there are other sheep that he must bring in. He does not rest until he has found all of his lost sheep. Even when one lamb goes astray, he goes after that one until he has found it. And when he has found it, he lays it on his shoulders rejoicing. And thus there's joy in heaven before the angels of God, for one sinner who repents, one lamb that is restored to the flock. This is us, every one of us. We are those whom Christ has sought. We are those whom Christ has gathered in to be members of his flock. Paul writes in Ephesians, now in Christ Jesus, you who were once far off have been brought near by the blood of Christ. The good shepherd lays down his life for the sheep. The good shepherd knows his lambs and his lambs know him. The good shepherd continues to seek and to save his lost lambs. How beautiful and comforting these words are indeed. Blessed truth that Christ is our good shepherd. But there is yet one more promise, one more word of comfort that unfortunately is not found in our gospel lesson today. We have to read a little bit further in John chapter 10 to find it. I'd encourage you all to do so. It's this. Jesus says, I give them eternal life, and they shall never perish, and no one will snatch them out of my hand. Yes, for Jesus to be our good shepherd, means that he also gives us eternal life, that we are his forever. Through this earthly life, we may be led on many a rough road. Yes, we may even walk through the valley of the shadow of death. But we fear no evil. The Good Shepherd is with us to comfort us. From eternity, we are in his hand, and no one is able to pluck us out. He has promised, so will he accomplish it. He will bring us safely home. He is there, even now, preparing a place for us. There in his house there are many rooms. And thus we can say with David, goodness and mercy shall follow us all the days of our lives. And we will dwell in the house of the Lord forever. In his house we shall see him and embrace him, whose voice we have heard and known in the word. On that day we shall see him as he is in his glory. There, yes, even there in eternity, Christ will remain our good shepherd. As John saw in his revelation, the revelation to John, the Lamb in the midst of the throne will be their shepherd, and he will guide them to springs of living water. God will wipe away every tear from their eyes. Alleluia, Christ is risen. Please stand. The peace of God, which passes all understanding, keep your hearts and minds in Christ Jesus.